Today's shiur is dedicated for Eschus, for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim, Daf Chaf Dalid, and we will begin Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov had taught us that if somebody invites someone to eat by him, and he makes a neder that if you won't come, I'll be usher to you. The question is that considered a valid nether? Or as we've been learning, is that perhaps considered only a situation of a nether Yisruzim? What he's trying to do is to get this person to agree to eat by him. And the way he's able to get this individual to agree to eat with him is by making this nether. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that it is considered in the category of a nedar Yisruzim. It is considered a situation where the person who's making the nether is only making the nether in order to get this individual to agree to eat with him, and the nether is not a nether. Ask the Gemara, Ibai Lahu, Pligi Rabbanan Leid Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Do the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? In other words, the Gemara's question is this considered a situation where we have a machloikus Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that this is considered nedar Yisruzim and the Rabbanan disagree? Eloi, or do they indeed perhaps agree with him in this question? And as the Rishonim explain, what would be the basis of the machloikus, says the Ran? The basis of the machloikus would be what is a nedar Yisruzim, which we've spoken about so many times in our shurim, a nedar Yisruzim limited to situations of mekach u'memkar, when people are doing business transactions? That's where it's common that people will speak to each other in a way to stake out the position, a way to create a bargaining situation? Or is it in all situations where we could have the din of nedar Yisruzim? Vimtem Tzolaymer, and if we'll say, as we just discussed, that could be that Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and they limit nedar Yisruzim to business transactions, what is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or not? Says Tosfos, as we discussed quite extensively in our previous year, there's another halacha that was said in our Mishnah, and that is the halacha of Kol Nidre, as we discussed, the halacha of Hataras Nedarim, the halacha that somebody at the beginning of the year can make a declaration that all the Nedarim he's going to make this year should be null and void. So, says Tosfos, regarding that halacha, there is no question in the Gemara. Certainly, the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. As Tosfos says, we learned at the end of our previous year, Rav Huna wanted to teach this din, this halacha of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov publicly, and he was told not to do it publicly because people will not treat Nedarim with the proper seriousness. But what we see from here is that it is considered a halacha that we follow. Why is it considered a halacha that we follow? Certainly because the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Tosfos and Rosh ask, the Gemara is asking the question, is the halacha in this situation, in this question, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or not? There's a rule throughout Shas that Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Gemara says in Masechta Erevin, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis, and in other places, the Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kav V'Noki. And we always explain that that means Kav means that there aren't that many places where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov opinion is cited. Vinoki, but it's pure, it's correct. So of course, once we have that rule, the halacha is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What is the Gemara's question? So Tosfos says that even though we have a rule, even though we have this klal of Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kav Vinoki, doesn't mean that we always have to paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Particularly, says the Rosh, if it's indeed going to be that the Rabbanan are disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so we have a situation of Yochid V'Rabim. So even though we would normally paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not when there's a rabbin disagreeing with him. Tosfos Yontif takes a different approach. Tosfos Yontif says that in a place where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't really explain his position, we don't necessarily follow his position. And here we don't find that he's explaining his position. The Rosh in Masechet Erevin gives a different explanation. He says that the klal, the rule that we just said, that Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kav Vinoki, the word Kav represents 102. And what the Gemara means to say with that rule is that in 102 places, we pass on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But it's limited to 102 places. And what the Gemara's question is this halacha that we're learning now from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov one of those 102 places where we paskin like him? Says the Gemara Toshma, the Tanan. Our Mishnah said, if somebody says to someone else, I should, whatever I benefit from you should be also to me like a carbon. If you don't take from me for your child, a car of chitin and 2 barrels of wine, says the Mishnah. You could have a situation where you won't have to go to a rav even to be matan neder. Because he could say klum amarta, the entire purpose of your neder was elbashvil kvaidi, that I should be considered a very important individual. And why? Because by people seeing that I'm aware, I'm willing to take a gift from you, that will show that I'm a special person. So he says, Zui Kvaidi, in my mind, that the fact that you're willing to give me a gift and I'm not willing to take it, that's why that's enough of a nether. So we see from here, Tamadam is Kvaidi, only because there's a good explanation, Halav Hachi, but if he didn't have that good explanation, Nederhu, it's considered a valid nether. So the Rush, of course, asked the question, we know that when you want to be Matan Nether, you have to go to the Rav, and the Rav, or to the Bezdin, and then Matan Nether. So how could the Gemara suggest that Zareza Yochalatis Nidroi Shloya Pichochem? So the Rosh says that what happens when one goes to the Rav or Bezdin to be Matan Neder? What happens is that they look for a Pesach, but says the Rosh that sometimes the Pesach is so obvious and so clear, there is no need to go through the procedure. Another way that the Rant seems to learn is just the opposite. It's not that the Neder has a Pesach and there's such a strong Ataras Nadarim that we don't even need a Rav to be Matan Neder. What happens here is that the Neder was fulfilled. Because what's the Gemara saying? That this person is saying, you wanted to show me honor. The way the honor is shown is by you wanting to give me a gift and me refusing. So it's not like the nether wasn't fulfilled. On the contrary, the nether was fulfilled, and therefore there's no problem. So I saw that the Sefer Ayelus HaShachar says, what's the nafkamina between the Rosh and the Ran? A very big nafkamina. Because we know when somebody goes to Rav to be mat the nether, what happens is the Chacham Oika Nedemi Karai. He makes that the never happened as if the nether was never there. He annuls the nether as if there was never a nether. So he explains, according to the Rosh, that this is considered a form of Ataras Nadarim. What happens here is we never had a nether. According to the Ran, who says that there was a nether here, so it only becomes, there's only the issue is only resolved after he makes this statement, and he says it's if I got what I wanted. So if that's the case, so on the contrary, according to the Ran, until this statement is made, the nether is a nether. Had he violated the nether before this time, it would be considered a valid nether. But we see from here that Man, so that somebody can make this claim. So says the Gemara, Mani, who is the Tana who taught us this Mishnah? Ik Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, if we're going to say it's Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov that we just discussed, where Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov discussed the situation where you invited somebody else and he doesn't come, and he made a neder attached to that invitation, and he doesn't come. So Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov said it's Nidrei Zruzim. So this case is as well Nidrei Zruzim. So why do we have to come to this whole explanation that my honor is that I should, that you should offer and I should refuse? Ella, why didn't the Mishnah over there just say simply that's an example of Nidrei Zruzim? El Shmamina, it must be Pligi Rabbanan Alei. And Rabbanan, as we said at the beginning of this year, only say that we could have a situation of a Nidrei Zruzim at the time when it involves a business deal. This obviously is not a business deal, so it's not going to be considered Nidrei Zruzin. But now the Mishnah over there gave us a different reason why this neder would be, not be a neder, and that's why even the Rabbanan would disagree. But we see from here that as far as Nidrei Zruzin are concerned, we have a machlokes Rabbanan and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily the way to understand that Mishnah. Loilam Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. That Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. However, when Maidir Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Baha'i, in the case where the person refuses to take a gift, and if he says, and I say to him, if you won't take a gift from me, I'm making a neder that we can't associate, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov would say it's a nidra. Damalai, because the person could say, Loi kalbano, I'm not like a dog. A dog doesn't, is given things, and he refuses, and he doesn't give anything back. The Mesana Menoch, that I should have benefit from you, V'loi Mesnes Memeni, and you shouldn't Minoi, and you shouldn't have any benefit from me. That's why when he made this nether, that it was a sincere nether. He said that if you, I've taken from you, and you have never taken from me, and that's why it's a valid, that's why it's a valid nether, if not for the fact that he could say that the fact that you offered me and I refused, that's why the neder is not a problem for the different reasons we gave Rosh and Ran. But otherwise, this cannot be considered a Nidrei Zruzin. Because there's a special reason, as we just said, there's a special reason why, even though normally Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov agrees that we could have Nidrei Zruzin even not in cases where it involves business transaction, but here there's a special reason that the neder should be considered a valid neder. Toshma. So the Gemara tries again to see, is this a subject of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov or not? Toshma, I'm l'chaver kain m'shat nenesli. Somebody says to somebody else, I'm making a neder that you can't have benefit from me. Im i'at noisim l'bni kor shel chitim v'shtei chavish shel yayin. Unless you give my son a measure of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. Ramea Omer, so Ramea says, the nether was a good nether, achitin, unless, until it's fulfilled. Chamaimrim, afza yochel hatis nedroi, shloi pi chacham, we don't have to go through the Taurus, the Dharm process. Shiyochel Omer, the person who made this demand and attached to this demand was the requirement that he give the gift, it was the nether, he could say, Rei Lil Kiskabalti. It's as if I already got what you asked for. So the Ram points out that this entire discussion is only Bibonim Hasmuchim Ashulchim Aveim, by children who live by the parents' house. So by the son receiving this wine and this wheat, the father gains. And therefore, as we just learned, if the son, in such a case, says the Ran, would say, Kilo is Gabalti, it's also meaningless because the son is not the one that's controlling the food. The father's supplying the food. But children who are independent, so says the Ran, it would be just the opposite. Here, the father can't say, Harenikis Gabalti, because who are you to say, Hare Ani Kilo is Gabalti, on food that you're not going to get or keep. It's going to your children. On the other hand, you can't make nedarim about your children getting or not getting things because they're independent. So it's very interesting. If they're living by him, so he could say, if they're living by him, then the halacha is the father can make the neder, and the son cannot say Reili Kiskabalti. If they're not living by him, then the halacha is that the father can't say Kilus Kabalti, because it's not Kilus Kabalti, but he can make the neder. So the Rishonim also point out that here we're learning the new concept of Hareini Elikus Kabalti. So the Ran quotes the Rajba, that when do we say Kilus Kabalti? Only in a case where something active was supposed to be done. Like the case that we just learned, where I was supposed to get something, and now I say, Hareini Kilus Kabalti, as if I got it. However, in a case where something was not supposed to happen, where somebody made another, you may not do this to me, and then the person does it, and then he should say, Hareili Kilus Kabalti, that even though you did what you weren't supposed to do, I'm going to consider as if you didn't do it. The Rant says, we don't say that Hareini Kilus Kabalti under those circumstances. The Ran, however, brings down another opinion that doesn't make a difference. And even in a case where I made a neder, which was attached to saying that you shouldn't do something, and then you did it, I could say Hareini Kilus Kabalti. Of course, the question is, at what point can you say Hareini Kilus Kabalti? So the Karen Oiris says that in a case, you only could say Hareini Kilus Kabalti before it happens, but afterwards it's too late. The Karben Nisanel, based on this Gemara, brings a raya to the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchas Purim discusses if somebody sent Shalach Manas to somebody else, and the person to whom he sent the Shalach Manas says, Hareini Kilus Kabalti, I don't want your cake, I don't want your shalchmanas, but I want it to be considered as if I received shalchmanas. Says the Ramah, the halacha is that the person who sent shalchmanas and the receiver said Hareini Kilus Kabalti was yoytze the mitzvah of shalchmanas. The Pri Chodesh says that you're not yoytze Kilus Kabalti, that it's not considered as if you fulfilled the mitzvah shalach manas. And actually, that question is connected to the fundamental question, what is the purpose of shalach manas? Is the purpose of shalach manas to elicit good feelings amongst people? And by giving shalach manas, by one person giving shalach manas to another person, that's how we're showing that we care for each other and we're connected to each other? If that's the case, then the actual receiving of the shalach manas is not that critical. The main point is that you showed that you sending gifts to me that were connected to each other. But if we say that the purpose of shalach manas is that people should have a sudas purim, by saying Hareini Kilus Kabalti, it doesn't make that I got anything. I didn't really get anything. I said Kilus Kabalti. I won't have food for the suda. That's what a Pri Chodesh suggests. With Hareini Kilus Kabalti, you're not going to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shalach Manas. But what do we see from here, says the Gemara? Tama, what's the reason that the nether is not considered a nether? Because of this new concept that we've learned, Dom Hareini Kilus Kabalti. He could say Hareini Kilus Kabalti. Halav Hachi, if we wouldn't have had this concept, it would be a nether. So now the Gemara continues. Mani, whose opinion would this represent? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, if we're going to say that that represents the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, so why is this different than Nidri Zruzin? Where Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, as we've been discussing from the beginning of our shiur today, teaches us that whenever we have a situation of somebody just saying something in order to get to make his point, even if it's not in a business setting, it's considered a full-fledged nether. So, it's considered nedri zruzim, and it's not a nether at all. It must be, says the Gemara, that it must be a lav, it must be representing the opinion of the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon, who argue over here, agree to to this concept of Harenis Kabalti, and that's why it's not a neder. But shouldn't this serve as a very obvious proof that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does not agree with the concept of that the Rabbanim do not agree that we apply the rule of Nidri Zruzim past business relations transactions? Says the Mar Loi. Loi Lam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That Mishnah could even agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umayda Rabbi Elazar Bahai, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees that that would be a valid Nedra, the Nidra Hava. Mishum da Ava, Mishum da Amalei, Lav Malkani. I'm not a king. A king could give to other people and not need to receive back. The Mahani Loch, that I could give you, Vatloi Mahanasli, and you don't give me back. That's where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would agree that it's a good nether, if not for the concept of his kabalti. Our Gemara taught us this new rule of lav kalbano, that I'm not a dog, that I get benefit and I don't pay back. So I saw that somebody was once kofi toiva. Somebody once did somebody else a favor, and now the other person didn't want to ever recognize the favor that was done on his behalf. The Klausenberg Rebbe said that the Gemara, that such a person, you don't have to do him a favor another time, because that's what the Gemara says, is that the person who doesn't recognize where you do a favor for somebody else is considered a caliph. The Gemara says, just now we learned, lav malkano, that a king gives but doesn't receive. So he says that that's the opposite of a dog. We just learned that the dog's midah is to take and not give. A king is just the opposite. So the Mefarshim explain, we know that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amar Aleph, says, Gimel mitzvahs nitztavi Yisrael b'knisos l'oretz. There were three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were obligated to do as they entered Eretz Yisrael. One was to appoint a king, and the other was to destroy Amalek. Why? So the Oyne Yantav explains that the king and Amalek and Amalek are just the opposite of each other, as we've learned in our Gemara. Our Gemara just taught us that Melech is the one who gives and doesn't take, and a Kelev is just the opposite. So when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, they were told, appoint a king that has the midah of giving and not taking, versus and get rid of the midah of Amalek that has the midah of taking and not giving. So I saw that the Shem Shmuel explains this Gemara as follows. There's a very famous Zohar. The Zohar says that the Zohar takes issue with people who all day Yom Kippur, all day Rosh Hashanah, the words of Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar, Tzvachim Kekalbin, they scream out like dogs, Havlan Chayim, Havlan Mezoina, they only ask for Gashmius. So the question is, why is that so inappropriate? Isn't Rosh Hashanah the day where people indeed should daven and ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu for everything they need? So what's so wrong that people take these special days for that purpose? Says the Shem Shmuel, a beautiful word. There's nothing wrong in asking. What's wrong is to not give back. The Zohar is saying that if all I do is ask, and I'm not willing to give back, so we're learning, and now we understand why the Zohar compares it to a caliph. Because our Gemara just said that that is the midah of a caliph, that it takes and doesn't give back. And that's why the Zohar compares such a person to a caliph, and that's why the Zohar says it's inappropriate behavior. So we're still with our original question. Our original question was that this case in our Mishnah, where one person made a neder that he's not going to benefit from another person, is it considered a valid neder is it considered Nidei Zruzim or not? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said it is. And the question that we've been learning is, do the Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or not? Amalei Makshisha b'Rei Rav Chisda Rav Ashi, Toshma. We're going to learn a Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin, Nidrei Oinsin. What is the example of a Nidrei Oinsin? Hadira Chaver Shoyach Etzloi. He invited his friend to eat by him, and he said, if you won't come, you're not allowed to have any benefit from me. They made a nether. Chalahu Chalah Benoi. And then the person who was invited cannot come, because unfortunately he got sick, his son got sick, Ikva Enor, the river prevented him from coming. All of these are examples of Nidrei Oinsin. Because when the nether was made, nobody expected that would happen. What do we see from here, comments the Gemara? Halav hachi, if that weren't the situation, that this oinus occurred, that it would be considered netherhu. It would be considered a valid nether. So again, ask the Gemara, Mani, whose opinion does this represent? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov at our Mishnah said that whenever you invite somebody and you attach a nether to it, it's considered a nidri zruzin. Zruzin hava. Why do we have to call that a nether oinus? Ella, it must be that it's the opinion of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and are teaching us that even though we don't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's interpretation of what a Nidrei Zruzin is, we're going to agree that this is another type of nether that's not effective, because it's a Nidrei Oinsin. Says the Gemara, no. That Mishnah could even be explained like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Loilam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It could even represent the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umisadra, the Asma Mazman Lazmina. We learned that the person who extended the invitation made a nether vis-a-vis the person who received the invitation. What happened here was loy. What the Mishnah over there is referring to a situation that the Zamne Adre Limzamna, that the person who received the invitation asked the person who issued the invitation to make a nether. Domele, the invitee said to the inviter, Mizamli Lisudose, invite me. Omele, in. Yes, if you want an invitation, no problem. Nether Zalacha. So he said, the invitee said to the inviter, are you prepared to strengthen your obligation that by saying that if I won't come, there'll be a nether? And based on that, v'nodar. If that's what you, the person who's receiving the invitation, want, fine. And then what happened was, chalahu chalah benoi, oishik v'noyer. So now this is not a nidri zruzim. Nidri zruzim is where a person who invites would have made the nether. So the Mishnah had to come on to nu alocha of nidri oinsin. Tashma. So again, we don't have a raya if the Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are arguing. Tashma, so the Gemara attempts from a braisa. The braisa says, yes, Al-Kain, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Haim l'chaver koinin sh'ani nenaloch. If somebody issues a nether, im i'atim es'arch etzli, I make a nether that I won't have any benefit from you. Im i'atim es'arch etzli, v'toich li mi pas chama, if you won't come to be a guest in my home and eat with me warm bread, v'tishti mi koischam, and drink with me a warm cup of tea, coffee, v'lo hikbet k'neda. And the person who got invited refused. Af elu nidri zruzim. That is considered a nidri zruzim, that the person who said, I don't want to come, is only saying it, the person who's saying it only wants to show how he's not interested in coming, and that's considered a nidri zruzim. And as I saw, the Ran explains, why is this a chiddush that this should be considered a nidri zruzim? The chiddush of the braisa is that even though the inviter said that he won't have any benefit from the invitee, and therefore we could say that he maybe is saying this because lav kalbano, maybe he's benefited from him previously, and that's why he's making the nether and saying, I benefited from you previously, and that's why I am so makbid, I am being so insistent that you come to me, because otherwise I will be considered a kalba. That's why the chiddush is that that's still considered a nidri zruzim. And the way we're learning, the pshat is what the loy chaydele chachamim. The chachamim did not agree, because in this case, the person who made the nether is not just making the nether because he wants to be in the category of a nidri zruzim to show that he's sincere in his invitation. Rather, here we could suggest that the reason the person made the nether was truly because he meant it. And that's why the Chachamim don't agree. Now, says the Gemara, my lo yehoda l'chachamim, what's pshat lo yehoda l'chachamim? Lav dafil b'kamaisa, that even in the case of our Mishnah, where we don't have the concept of lav kalbanya, the Rabbanim will also say that pliga shmamina, pliga Rabbanim lai shmamina, that the Rabbanim disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even in that case. So this braisa seems to prove the point that the Gemara has been asking, that Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's broader interpretation of Nidri Zruzim. Says the Gemara, Shema Mino. This is indeed a raya. So now that we have established that the application of Nidri Zruzim is a machloikus of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan, so who is the halacha like? My havala, what is the halacha? Says the Mara Toshma, Dom Rav Huna, halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The halacha follows the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Kenam Rav Ada bar Hava, halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. That we have this broader interpretation of Nidrei Zruzim. At the beginning of our perek, we learned about four types of nedarim that are considered invalid. And the first such type nether was called Nidrei Zruzim, which we've been discussing in our shiurim. And now, the next case was Nidre Havoy. So says the Mishnah, Nidre Havoy, what are Nidre Havoy? Omar Koinu, somebody made a nether. If I didn't see on this road, Ka'oli Mitzrayim, as many people as there were that left Mitzrayim. And as Duran explains, that the definition of Nidre Havoy is when you say something that's impossible to be true. There can't be on this road 600,000 people like there were the amount of people who left Mitzrayim. The smag, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, the definition of Nedri Havoy means a shtus. What you said is just silly words. But then he quotes that a different pshat, that Nedri Havoy is from the word hoiva. Hoiva means what happens, what is common. What the Mishnah means to say with Nidre Havoy is that the definition of Nidre Havoy is that's the way people speak, but not that they're being accurate in what they're saying. And in fact, the Rosh says the definition of Havoy is guzma. The definition of Havoy is that it's an exaggeration. So the Yerushalmi, when it quotes this halacha, that if somebody says, Im loy re'isi b'derech hazeh ke'oile Mitzrayim, if I didn't see in this road as many people as there were left Mitzrayim, then it's considered Nidre Havoy. As to Yerushalmi, just like we saw that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, there were indeed 600,000 people, so why don't we say that is exactly what happened? Why are we assuming that it's an exaggeration that never happened? So Yerushalmi responds that even though there were 600,000 people that left Mitzrayim, so we see that there was a situation where so many people could be gathered at one place, nobody was able to see all of them at the same time. And let's look at the words of this nether, says the Yerushalmi. He says, Emloi re'isi, he didn't see. So ask the Taz, the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that Aroi Shishim Reuven B'Yisrael B'Yachad, if somebody sees 600,000 Jews gathered together, you make a bracha chacham arozim. So ask the Taz, if the Yerushalmi is saying that it's not possible to see 600,000 people at one time, and that's why the Mishnah is saying that this is considered Nedar Avoy, so what's that bracha that the Shulchan Aruch tells us to make? So the Taz says that it's not that the Yerushalmi means it's impossible to see 600,000 people ever. There's certain places that are set up in a way that you can have multitude of people and you won't, and you'll be able to see all of them. But there's certain places that may be able to hold that many people, says the Taz, but the way it's set up, it's impossible to see all of them at one time. And that's what the Gemara, that's why the Mishnah says, when he says that I saw on this road 600,000 people, this is a road that you can't possibly have 600,000 people, or even if you have 600,000 people, to see them all at one time. Or somebody makes a neder, imloi reisi nachash, if I didn't see a snake, kikaris beis abad, that was as thick as a beam. Again, all of these, the nedarim, are just exaggerations. And because the exaggeration, then the halacha is, then that's why they're not nedarim. But Tosfos makes a very interesting point. If somebody issued an exaggeration, there has to be circumstances why he said the exaggeration. So in other words, Tosfos says, in a case where somebody saw a huge crowd and he wants to express that he saw such a huge crowd, so he says, Oile Mitzrayim. So there we understand that even though, of course, there weren't 600,000 people there, but he's trying to get the message out that there were so many people, so he says such words. But if, says Tosfos, there weren't many people at all, and then he says, Oile Mitzrayim, that wouldn't be a Nedre Havoi. There are many Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos. And Tosfos say, they explain that we can't begin to start judging people when is it an unexplainable exaggeration, when is it an exaggeration that's appropriate, and therefore if it's the way people speak in this Nedre Havoi, it's always going to be not a Nedre. Says the Gemara Tana, Nedre Havoi Mitarim, as we just learned in our Mishnah, Nidre Avoy Amutar, Shvus Avoy Asurim. Shvus Asurim are Asur. Even though, as the Rishonim point out, that the halacha, that Shvus Avoy, that the halacha Nidre Avoy are not valid, are really based on a pasuk that is said by Shvus. By Shvus Avoy, we're more machmer. And the reason is, the Meiri explains, because as we've learned in our previous shiurim, that by Shavuos you have to mention Shem Hashem. So by when you're mentioning Shem Hashem, you have to be much more careful, and you can't just say, I exaggerated. Another explanation that I saw is that the Pasuk, as we've quoted previously, the Pasuk by Shavuos says, Lo Yanaka, and since the Torah is so strict by using the word Lo Yanaka by Shavuos, Chazal said that even though Shavuos Havoi, maybe Midaraisa, would be an invalid Shavua, but still the halacha is that Chazal said we're not going to accept Shavuos Havoi. So, ask the Ramban, even if it is or isn't a Shavuos Havoi, but when somebody makes a Shavua with something which wasn't possible to happen, it's called a Shavua Shav. So why are we having a discussion? Is this a Shavua because of Shavua Savoy or not? It's certainly a Shavua Shav, as we learned many times, that somebody makes a Shavua about something which is impossible to be, it's called a Shavua Shav. So the Ramban answers that something where we see that in a situation where we see that the person said the Shavua, and it's of course a Shavua Shav, but he only said it because he wanted to make a point, says the Ramban, that's not considered a Shavua Shav. Hechidami. So ask the Gemara, what is the case that we just learned in the Braisa that Shavuos Havoi are not considered a Shavua? Ilam dam Shavua m'loi risi b'derech hazeh midam, m'loi risi b'derech hazeh. That he said, I didn't see on this road like the amount of people who left Mitzrayim. Midakama, he said, did he say anything? He just saying, I'm swearing I didn't see this amount of people. There's nothing attached. I'm a Baya. So it says the Gemara, Shvur Shereisi, I say that I did see. And since that's the case of Shvur Shav. Amalei Rava, so Rava says, Im Kain, where he says, I saw that many people, and then it's actually, he didn't say that many people, then he's saying Sheker. Lamali Lamemer, why do we have to say that it's Asur? You're not allowed to lie. Void. Furthermore, if that's the case of Shua Shav, the Raisa that we began this piece of Gemara wanted to connect the halacha of Nedarim to the halacha of Shuas. Dum yud another kamar, but that's not the same because Nidre Havoi, as somebody says, a neder, a koinam, and by Shvua, he's not saying anything is Asur. All he's saying is that I saw something which clearly you couldn't have seen. Ella Amar Rava, by me, Asur Paris Alai B'Shvua, where somebody says all the Paris in the world should be Asur to me with a Shvua, Im Loi Re'isi, B'Darach Hazeh, Koilim Mitzrayim. If I didn't see on this road as many people as left Mitzrayim. And therefore, even though our Mishnah taught us that were you to make such a statement by a nether, the halacha would be that the nether is a meaningless nether, nether havoi, but shvua, for the given reasons that we said a few moments ago, are stricter than nedarim, and by shvua, we don't apply the concept of nether havoi. Amalei Ravina Lavashi, v'ha'a dilma, why are we so quick to discount what he said and say that he said something that's not true, and he made a shvua, and by shvua we have to be strict. Maybe in his mind, what he said is accurate. Dilma Hai Gavra Kina de Shum Shenichaza. He saw many ants gathered together, and he called them the Askelon Shema Oile Mitzrayim. And he did see 600,000 ants. And if that's the case, he didn't say anything which is not true. The Shtaper Mishtaber. If that's the case, he did make a proper Shvua, and why are we so quick to call it a Shvua Savoy? Amalei. So Rashi responds to Ravina, Ki mishdat adat nidah mishtaba. When a person makes a shvua, and a person uses wording in a shvua, he has to use wording that is part of the regular vocabulary, how people express themselves. When we see ants, we don't call them people. And even though he maybe can make that claim, that he meant that he saw ants, and he saw ants, the mount of people, like the mount of left Mitzrayim, it's the concept the Ritva uses that we have often in Shas. Since no one speaks that way, that's why it's not considered a valid nether. The Ramban has a different pshat. The Ramban says that when somebody makes a shvua, the shvua he makes is not according to the way he speaks, but the shvua is the way the person who hears me make the shvua understands what I said. So when I say Oile Mitzrayim, I'm speaking about people. I'm not speaking about ants. Maybe I could say I'm speaking about ants, but the people who are hearing me certainly don't think that I'm speaking about ants. And in fact, he says that that's the difference between a shvua and a neder. A shvua is made al das, the people who are hearing the shvua. And if they don't understand the shvua, and now I'm going to come and say that this is what I meant, that is not going to be acceptable by a shvua. A neder, however, is different. A neder is that I make the neder for myself. So it doesn't make a difference what the people who hear me make the nether think. What the point is what I said and what I meant. And if I can interpret what I said and what I meant is what I said, then it's going to be a valid nether.